Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Biggie Smalls and Tupac had so much power in the industry that the East and West Coast went to war over their beef. But before they started the fight that led to their death, Biggie and Pac were actually so tight that Biggie would crash on his couch when he was in L.A. So how did they go from homies to enemies? Today, we're breaking down the wild story behind their friendship and deadly beef. Let's get right into it. Back in 1993, Tupac was already one of the biggest rappers in the game. His first album was certified gold, and his second project blew up even more. Around the same time, Biggie was trying to break into the mainstream and put the East Coast back on the map. At that point, there wasn't even a rivalry going on between the coasts. And when Tupac and Biggie met for the first time at a party in L.A., it was all love. Biggie was visiting the city and asked a local drug dealer to set the meeting up. And when he walked into the spot, Pac was blasting Biggie's breakout hit, Party and Bullshit. They already had a lot of respect for each other, and they hit it off from the jump. Pac started bringing Biggie on stage with him, and they would link up whenever Pac went to New York. Biggie wasn't racking up much money in the rap game yet, so Pac would let him crash on his couch when Biggie went to L.A. A dude named Justin Tinsley wrote a biography about Biggie and said Tupac respected how real he was. A lot of rappers were capping about being from the streets, but he knew Biggie was really about that life. And Biggie respected Pac's connections to the Black Panthers and how he always stood up for other Black people. Biggie even asked Pac to be his manager after he saw how crazy his lifestyle was. Pac was rocking Rolexes and staying in 5-star hotels, while Biggie was still trying to stack it up. Pac taking Biggie under his wing like that would have changed the entire rap game. But he turned him down and told Biggie that Diddy will make you a star. Pac allegedly asked Biggie to join his group Thug Life, but Biggie decided to do his own thing and started Junior Mafia with Lil Cease and Lil' Kim instead. Even though they didn't have any official deals together, Biggie and Pac still linked up in the studio and recorded tracks like Running from the Police and House of Pain. In September 1994, Biggie dropped his debut album Ready to Die and was on his way to the top. Him and Tupac should have been taking over the game together. But just a month later, Pac got shot in New York, and it set off a chain reaction that led to an all-out war between him and Biggie. According to reports, Pac and Biggie were both supposed to be working with a rapper named Lil Sean. On November 30th, 1994, Pac went to Quad Studios to link up with Biggie, Lil Sean, and Diddy. When he got to the lobby, three dudes rushed him and tried to jack his chains. Pac tried to hold it down and fight, so one of the goons started letting off shots and hit Pac 5 times. Lil Sean was managed by a dude named Jimmy Henchman. Pac had linked up a henchman, even though Biggie warned him to stay away. And Henchman is allegedly the one who set Pac up. A dude named Dexter Isaac, who's serving a life sentence for murder, told XXL the henchman paid him $2,500 to rob Tupac that night. Tupac allegedly already thought Biggie and Diddy might have set him up. But before anything could pop off, he was sentenced to 18 months to 4.5 years on a sexual abuse charge. A few weeks after he got booked, Biggie dropped the track Who Shot Ya and really sparked the beat. On the song, Biggie said, "Who shot ya? Separate the weak from the obsolete. Hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, fuck all that bickering beat." Tupac and a lot of other people thought Biggie was taking shots at him over the shooting at Quad Studios. Another line that caused issues was, "I switches all that, sucker, G's up. One false move, get Swiss cheesed up. Clip to tech, respect, I demand it. slip and break the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not f*** with nor see Papa. Feel 1,000 deaths when I drop you. The media and fans started running with the story that it was a diss against Pac, and Tupac thought the same thing. Biggie denied sending shots at Pac, and in an interview, he said, "The story just got completely switched around. Niggas saying I set him up, and I'm the one that got him shot. They're saying that my record who shot you is about him. Shit is crazy." Even if it wasn't aimed at him, Pac thought it was disrespectful to drop the track with everything else going on at the time. He said, "N***'s been talking shit all while I was in jail. Even if it ain't about me, you should be like, I'm not putting it out because he might think it's about him." Then at the 1995 Source Awards, Suge Knight made the East vs. West Coast War official, and he got on stage and dissed Diddy in front of everyone. Questlove says he was there that night and called it the day that hip-hop died. He said, "That was the day when Suge called out Puffy, and there were fights in the audience. I felt like a bomb was gonna detonate." A month after the Source Awards, a Death Row employee named Big Jake was shot and killed outside of a party in Atlanta. According to investigators, witnesses at the scene say Diddy's bodyguard, Anthony Jones, was behind the hit, but no one was ever booked for it. Pac got out of jail a month later, then in December 1995, Snoop Dogg's trailer was shot up while he was filming a music video in New York. After that, the situation cooled off for a while, but in March 1996, Biggie and Pac ran into each other for the first time since the night Pac was shot at the studio. While Pac was in jail, he linked up with Suge Knight and agreed to sign with Death Row after Suge...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Held him out. After Biggie won an award at the 96 Soul Train Music Awards, he was chilling outside with his crew, waiting for their car to pull up. That's when Pac and Suge rolled up in a Hummer, and the security crew had to step in to keep them separated. Both sides jumped in their cars and left the scene, and Biggie told Vibe, "I felt the darkness when he rolled up that night." According to people close to him, Pac started to change after getting shot and linking up with Death Row. He was trying harder to make everyone think he was the hardest dude in the game, and Biggie said he was just acting like the character he played in the movie Juice. At this point, the situation was starting to heat up, but then Pac took it to the next level when he dropped the legendary diss track, Hit 'Em Up. On the song, he went straight for Biggie and Diddy's necks, and even said he hooked up with Biggie's wife, Faith Evans. Hit 'Em Up also stamped the whole East vs. West beef with lines like, "First off, f*** your bitch and the clique you claim. West side when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I f***ed your wife. We bust on bad boys, f*** for life. Plus Puffy trying to see me, weak hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass f***." Pac also referenced Biggie's Who Shot Your track with the bar, "See, grab your Glocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but you punks didn't finish? Now you about to feel the wrath of a menace." Lil Cease and the rest of Junior Mafia were ready to clap back, but Biggie made him chill. Cease told Fat Man Scoop on IG Live that Biggie even threatened to stop rocking with anyone who sent shots at Pac. According to Cease, Biggie didn't want to get in his feelings and make the situation even worse by responding. Apparently, Biggie still wanted to leave it open so that they eventually squashed the beef. But unfortunately, Tupac was murdered in Las Vegas just a few months after Hit 'Em Up dropped, and they never had the chance to make up. After Pac died, rumors started flying that Biggie was involved with the hit, but according to people close to him, Big actually cried when he heard the news because he still thought Tupac was his homie, even though they were having issues at the time. Earlier this year, Lil Cease did an interview with Vlad TV where he revealed that some of Tupac's crew told him that they actually wanted to squash the beef with Biggie after he left Las Vegas. Tupac was allegedly trying to get away from Suge and Death Row Records, and it looks like he was finally ready to have a sit down with Biggie and clear the air about everything. Biggie knew that the whole East vs. West Coast beef had to stop, especially after Pac died. In an interview, he said,
"We two individual people, we waged a coastal beef. You know what I'm saying? One man against one man made a whole West Coast hate a whole East Coast and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? And that really bugged me out. Like, yo, I got to be the one to flip it and take my power and flip it like, yo, it got to be dead. You know what I'm saying? Because he can't do that. You know what I'm saying? He can't be the one to be like, yo, I want to squash it because he's gone. So I got."
But just 6 months after his homie was killed, Biggie was murdered in L.A. Nobody was ever arrested for the hit, but a detective on the case believes Suge hired a dude named Poochie from Mob Power Rule to take Biggie out. But Poochie was shot and killed by another gang member before he could be questioned. And talking to the police is the last thing Suge Knight would ever do. We'll probably never have 100% proof about either of their deaths. But what we do know is that the rap game lost two of the greatest artists to ever do it just 6 months apart. The war between the East and West Coast is one of the most infamous eras in rap history. And it all started because two homies had a falling out and never had the chance to squash it. Rest in peace to Biggie and Pop.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.